something I agree to, Mr. President, that PHS has suggested the Galveston Hospital, and we put the proposal.
Right, answer, well, I saw something in your file indicating that that was the case. But with regard to your, the main thing on that, you can do between non-election and two things. One, you've got a broker with Pete. Get us a better, whatever veterans legislation we can sign. The only two things I can't veto. One, Social Security, the other is veterans legislation. On the other hand, don't put us in a very bad bargaining position, you understand? And so we want you to work with Tiger and both leagues. Is that where the action is? You'll do that.
We shall, we didn't have.
Get us a good bill. I know you've been working with Jim's restaurant, but get us the best possible bill you can.
But the Senate committee is busy throwing out the works on the education bill. It's unfortunate. Tiger is very much holding the line and being very tough partner in the conference, and will continue to be. And we need to give some help, the White House staff as well as ourselves, to the Republican members on the Senate side and move them up the dime, because they should get in and pitch for the administration. And we will be doing this now this week. The education bill, we have a big medical bill, which is part of your budget, which may come down. We think it will come down before the election. Those are the two big bills. The cemetery bill seems to be moving, but knowing how the Senate operates, it may not make it before the vote.
To your best, if you don't get a veterans bill, you have to veto. I know it's hard.
There is only one, which I think you would have some difficulty in. That may be on the desk soon. Favorite attire to this. It's called the Institute Medical School Bill. It's H.A. 748. Now, the one thing, of course, there isn't an appropriation to go with the authorization, so I don't know how we're going to handle this. But it is a favorite
response to get fatigue. Anything at all that would have give on that?
No. No. He wants to start a medical school in Temple, Texas.
I know.
They're willing to look at him in Temple, Texas. That's giving what? God damn. As a pilot project. I don't know. I shouldn't be saying anything because I don't know enough about it, but I know that Teague is a responsible man. And sometimes, you know, like, look how we pay off that ball. Small thing, but we did it, right? I guess it's a big thing.
That's the word Johnson survives. Sure, so maybe it's not with
the I also want you to say every opportunity, but I never really talked.
Thank you.
respectively. I would like for you, if you will, to undertake some things. Major, let's face it, all that matters between now and November is getting our case across. And I think you can make some. You can make some news in some of these areas. Now, when I say speeches, also, when you possibly can, if you can, John, I want him to put on that basis that we have with others. I want him on the talk shows in these areas, the regional talk shows, so that you get a little television. Because you're a natural politician. You know how to do this. As I said,
Now to go to the Marine Corps League tonight. This is the National Convention. And against them.
Yeah.
This was the experience of World War II. I do it, of course, positively. What has been accomplished?
It does come up in any media interview.
The fact that there's been 1,000,001 in the last year's return, plus a drop in the unemployment numbers, and these people have found their way into the economy.
And it's a major focus, right? Major focus.
And then I wind up with what you have done for them. Government service, and of course, the VA has a good record here. We've got 15,000 Vietnam veterans on our payroll, and we're hiring about 1,000 a month. And this,
it is proven the responsiveness of the administration to a identifying problem.
Set already in a mansion, and
press?
No, he's going to do it over this one twice. There's nothing.
Well, he's going to go out and say that they're going to ask about it.
He said, now look, he said, I'm going to meet the press with Shriver on Sunday. He said, do you have anything that I can do? So I said, well, as a matter of fact, I said, as a matter of fact, you and I read in the letter, which was going to be released when he got it kicked out. I said, you know, something, I think I recall this, but at that time, when he left, the guy was really kind of begging around to stay on. I said, you should talk to Ehrlichman about this. So Ehrlichman can give him that information.
And then
Shriver call him.
Okay, so great idea. Fine, thank you. But they are the police. Okay, great. Debbie Sloan, I want her in too today. Is she here?
Yes, sir. We'll do that right after the candidates
sleep. I mean, bathe in 1 month. Is her parents are here? Sorry, see her.
No, no, said she was short.
I start at the end of the day.
Oh, no, okay.
I'm alive, but I'll be here.
Yeah. The good news for today, sir, it might be appropriate to get to handle one of those because he's giving you about 5 cents of golf clubs.
Oh, my God. this is not a government presence.
Yeah, well, we won't give it to the library.
Thank you.
take care.